Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of March 2018. Supreme Court, while holding that right to live with dignity is a fundamental right, has allowed passive euthanasia for terminally ill patients. The court has issued detailed guidelines in this regard. Supreme Court has told the government to do something about the exorbitant cost of medical treatment as the people were unable to get treatment due to the huge cost. Allahabad High Court has upheld the CBI investigation ordered by the central government into serious allegations against the Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission, UPPSC, in respect of examinations and their results held declared during the period between the 1st of April 2012 and the 31st of March 2017. Delhi High Court has said that it was the judicial duty of all trial court judges to undertake a review of the reasons of non-release of under-trial prisoners who have been unable to come out from jail, even after being granted a bail. Bombay High Court has rejected Reliance Communications' plea challenging an arbitration tribunal's order which restrained the telecom company from selling its assets. Bombay High Court has suspended a three-year sentence awarded by a special SEBI court to Ketan Parekh in a security scam for violating the SEBI Act and granted him bail. For speedy disposal of check dishonor cases, the Gujarat High Court has directed the trial court to allow the accused to pay the amount directly in the complainant's bank account and intimate the court through an email. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has imposed a penalty of 10 lakh rupees on Equitas Small Finance Bank for distributing mutual fund, MF, insurance and wealth management without taking prior approval from regulator.